哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace to everyone.
有两个很要好的朋友。
There were two very close friends.
他们可以说是患难与共，生死之交。
You can say these friends have this friendship in which they share their sufferings and pain and even to death.
因为他们的同甘共苦很多人都称赞他们。
And because that they have this mutual tolerance and also this affection for each other, a lot of people have admired these two friends.
那也带来了这个魔鬼的这个不甘心啊，说这个世界上怎么可能可以有这么美好的事情？
And this thing bring about great envy from Satan. He says.How is it possible in this world that they have such kind of affection?
所以有一天这个魔鬼就装成一个很慈祥的这个老人。
And so one day this Satan pretended to be like a very compassionate old man.
然后向这一对这个患难与共、生死之交的好朋友显现告诉他们。
And then reveal to these two friends and to tell them.
我是天上的神仙我听到你们的这种友谊让我非常感动。
And he said to them, I am a messenger from heaven, and I have heard about this kind of friendship that you have between you two, and I am very touched.
所以我绝对决定给你们两个人共同一个愿望。
And so I've decided to give both of you.A certain to grant you certain wishes.
这个得到这个愿望的方法是这样子。
And to for you to receive these wishes, you need to do these this thing.
你们两个当中一个人许愿。
And that is between you two, one of you make a wish.
只许一个人许愿。
Only one person can make the wish.
那他所许的愿马上就应验。
And what he wishes will immediately be fulfilled.
那另外一个没有许愿的他可以得到那个许愿的人两所许的愿两倍的这个效果。
And the person that did not make the friend that did not make the wish, he will also receive the wish twofold.
那你们考虑看你们要祈求什么，我会帮你们来。
And so he said to them, discuss among yourself and then come up with a wish that you guys can't, will want to say.
那平常的友谊已经传遍乡里大家都知道他们两个非常的这个相亲相爱不会相互的嫉妒
And the whole village already know about these two friends that they will not strive against each other. They are very good friends and have this peaceful relationship.
现在考验来了。
And now this tribulation, this test came upon them.
每个人心里都已经想好自己的愿望了。
And so each one of them in their heart already have thought about a wish.
但是又想到说我怎么可以让另外的一个人比我更好。
But at the same time, in their heart, hidden in their heart, they have this thought that how can I have this, my other friend have double portion than me?
那所以就开始互相承让你先许吧不，你年长，你先许吧。
And so they give way to each other and say, "Oh, you are older than me. You make the first wish." And the other one say, "Oh, no, it's okay. You make the first wish."
这个推让了一阵子没有效果，而且开始语气就强硬起来。我让你先许，你就先许嘛，你少啰嗦了。
And as they started off peacefully at first, then became an argument because they say, "I have already told you to wish first, and now you don't want to wish first."
那到后来甚至吵起来了。你再不许再不许我打断你的狗腿。
And to the point in which they begin to argue against each other and say, "If you do not wish, I will break your leg."
那就看到那个魔鬼装成的老神仙在旁边奸笑。
And then this Satan, who pretended to be this old man with a fan, just sitting at the side, smiling.
其中一个后来说，好吧，那我先许好了。
And then finally, among these two friends, one of them finally said, Okay, then I will make the wish.
心里想，我不能得到的，我也不要让你得到。
In his heart, he says, what I cannot receive, I will also not let you receive.
那我就跟这个魔鬼讲，我的愿望是啊，我的拙言马上瞎掉。
And so this friend said, to this old man, he said, my wish is that my left eye immediately becomes blind.
结果当场那拙言就瞎掉，而他那个朋友两个眼睛就瞎掉。
And so at that time, at that moment, his left eye was blinded, and so his other friend, two eyes were blinded.
我想想看哈，这个故事带给我们的警惕。
And so let's think about the teaching and the morale of this story.
在箴言里头啊，有很多关于人生哲学上的劝导。
In the book of Proverbs, it has taught to us many of the teachings concerning about relationship and life. Last night, I have discussed with you about how to be a wise man. And today, I would like to share with you in learning how do we control the envy that is within our heart. If we go to the bookstore, we can see many chronicles and also biographies and books written by many famous authors.
确实啊，在各行各业里头都有那些名气很响亮的成功人物。
And of course, in every area or industry, there are many people who are successful.
而他们的成功让人很羡慕。
Of course, their success enables the reader or many people to have held in high admiration.
也会让人很嫉妒。
And even to the point of envy.
我们羡慕一个人的成功。
When we admire someone else's success, this is a natural thought that comes into our mind. But then if we go to the extent of having this envy in our thoughts for this person's success, then it is more, it is not natural. So let us understand first what is the difference between envy and admiration. Admiration brings about adoration and also joy. It's able to enable that person to have this happiness. But envy brought upon the contrary. And envy brings about complaints and also uneasiness. It brings much pain to the self. And so admiration can be said to be more of a building block. But envy is something more of a destructive force.
两者之间的分界却是很薄弱的。
But the difference to differentiate envy and admiration, it is very in on the gray area.
事实上羡慕它可以升华成为对人的敬爱。
Admiration can bring about one person's love for another person.
那也可以退化到对人的嫉妒。
But then it can also have a step back and produce this envy to the other person.
全在乎我们的一念之间而已。
That all the differentiation only comes through a small area in our mind.
一个真正有智慧的人，
one who is truly wise,
不但不会嫉妒别人，而是羡慕别人。
Will not only not envy others, but will be held in admiration.
在羡慕，在欣赏之余，他更能够取人家所长，补自己所短。
That in this admiration, he can further fulfill the needs of the other person and also fulfill his own needs.
能够积极地充实自己，直到有一天能够迎头赶上自己所羡慕、所欣赏的对象。
And that is to say that he will progressively pursue and also become that person in which he admires.
来看箴言二十七章。
Proverbs 27.
第三节。
Verse 3.
箴言二十七章的第三节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 3.
三节石土重啊，石头重，沙土沉啊。
愚妄人的恼怒比这两样更重。第四节。
Four，
愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜，唯有嫉妒，谁能敌得住呢？啊，在这个经文里头啊，告诉我们人最容易犯的两种过错。
Here it tells us that we as men commonly make these two mistakes.
一个就是恼怒啊，生气。
And one is wrath and anger.
当怒气进入到人的心里头的时候啊，
When wrath enters into the heart of a person,
人就被情绪所控制。
And then he is controlled by his emotions.
他的言行啊，不断会让自己的心灵受伤害，而且也会严重的破坏他跟别人之间的人际关系。
Wrath and anger will destroy what is inside of that person, bring about much pain. In addition, it will also exemplify himself to the people that surrounds him.
所以这里箴言说啊，说愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜，就是这个意思。
And that's why here it says wrath is cruel and anger a torrent.
那第二个人很容易犯的错误啊，就是嫉妒啦。
And the second that is easy for us to commit is jealousy.
有人说啊，生气跟嫉妒啊，经常是像双胞胎兄弟一样。
Some people made this analogy that wrath and jealousy is like twin brothers.
昨天跟大家分享到这个该隐杀亚伯。
Yesterday I also shared with you the example of Cain murdering Abel.
在创世纪那里，圣经记着该隐嫉妒亚伯。
In the book of Genesis, it records how Cain had envy toward Abel.
然后就发怒啊，也变了脸色。
And then his anger was stirred, and then he changed his countenance.
最后啊，就将亚伯给杀害了。
At the end, he killed and took his brother's life.
人因为嫉妒而生气。
And because one is jealous or envious, that he becomes angry.
因为生气就做出了这个伤害人、伤害自己的事情。
And then because of anger, he makes certain actions that may make harm to himself or others.
果然如同这个箴言在这里所说啊，说怒气如同狂澜啊，嫉妒也没有人能敌得住啊。
And so that is why it says here that the wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy?
嫉妒既然伤害自己，伤害别人。
Jealousy is able to harm oneself and also harm another.
那我们就不得不谨慎啊，来面对我们心里头那个嫉妒。
That's why we must even further be more watchful about the jealousy within our heart.
我们以两方面啊来谈谈哈，有关在箴言里头有关嫉妒的信息。
And so let us look from two perspectives and study about the book of Proverbs concerning this topic of jealousy.
首先呢，就是不要嫉妒人。
First is do not have an envious heart toward others.
嫉妒啊，是指我们看到别人比自己优越啊，或者是啊，别人得到好名声的时候，让自己啊的内心呢有一种没办法忍受的痛苦。
Envy comes from this kind of feeling in which we are unable to peacefully accept when we see other people that is better than ourselves or people that are exalted other than ourselves.
产生一种怨天尤人的情绪，埋怨别人啊，埋怨神啊，这种情绪啊。
And then it produces an atmosphere in which we complain against man and also complain against God.
这种情绪啊，会带给自己跟别人呢伤害。
And so such kind of emotion, this kind of feeling, brings about harm to both others and ourselves.
所以在箴言里头的十四章三十节告诉我们。
And that's why it's stated in Proverbs 14:30.
看箴言十四章的三十节。
在 Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30。
三十节说：“心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。”嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
So envy is rottenness to the bones.
为什么用骨中的朽烂来形容嫉妒？
How come it uses this description here, rottenness to the bone, to describe that of envy?
以我们肉体来说，人体来讲啊，骨头是看不到，是在肉体里头的。
From our human anatomy, we can say that the bones, our skeletons, are covered in the inside.
那骨头有毛病啊，那往往啊， 不是可以从外表看得出来啊。
Now, if there's something that happened to our skeleton or to our bones, there is not it is not something in which we can see very physical.
所以人的嫉妒也是这样啊，没有办法从外面看得出来啊。
So likewise is that of envy. From the physical appearance, we may not be able to see it.
哦，嫉妒这种负面的情绪啊，往往是深藏在人的内心里头啊。
The manifestation of envy all are more manifested and hidden within the heart.
而且是对人啊有很严重的伤害。
And it have bring a much severe consequences to the one who held it.
新译本的圣经啊，把这个经文翻译成啊，嫉妒啊是骨中的毒癌。
There's another translation of this verse that envy is poison to the bones.
是骨中的癌症。
It's like cancer. Envy is like the cancer to the bones.
那译一本圣经啊，翻成说嫉妒啊，激动哦，啊，却能败坏身心。
There's another translation that says envy is harmful to one's health.
所以在这里啊，提醒我们嫉妒不但严重伤害自己的身心啊。更会为自己啊招灾惹祸。
So not only harms the person's own heart, but it also brings about much damage.
所以我们应当啊要小心来处理啊。
And so we must be careful and to be able to confront it.
那到底我们要怎么做才能够啊不叫嫉妒人
？And so how are we to go about so that we may not be envious toward another？
首先呢、啊，我们就要明白啊，为什么我们会产生。
And so first, before we go into that question, we must first understand why is it that we will produce envy?
一般而来说啊，那些比我们条件哦好很多很多的这个人的成功啊，我们啊不会嫉妒他们的。
Actually, to say, we realize that much of the if we other people's success, not much times does it really produce much envy.
我们会不会去嫉妒？这个自身先知孔子啊，哦，他的学术地位。
Are we envious of Confucius and of his thoughts and his philosophy that he has?
我们会不会去嫉妒孙逸仙博士啊？他建立中华民国啊，成为中华民国的国父，没有人会去嫉妒了。
Or are we envious of the first president of Taiwan and how he are able to become the leader of that island?
或者是嫉妒这个华盛顿总统啊？
Or are we envious of President George Washington?
他对美国的贡献。
His sacrifice and his offering to the United States.
因为我们知道我们自己根本就不可能跟他们来相提并论。
Because we know the reality of it that we are not able to compare to these kind of individuals in that level.
那当然我们就不会嫉妒了。
And of course, then we will not have this envious thought.
那再来对于那些条件比我们差很多很多的人，他们的成功。
But then to those whose skills are less than ours, but to their successes,
我们也不太会嫉妒。
And actually, we are not all that envious either.
因为他们的成功对我们来说没有任何的威胁啊。
Because their success does not come does not disrupt that of ours.
那我们会对什么样的人嫉妒？
And so what kind of people are we envious of?
就是对那些条件跟我们相近的。
It is the people who's very much like us.
或者是我们的同行，我们的同业。
People who are in the same field, in the same career.
他们的成功啊，往往就会引起我们的嫉妒。
Their successes often will stir our envy.
如果对方又是我们认识的。
Especially if the other person is also someone which we know.
甚至是跟我们竞争的这个对象。
Especially one whom we have grown to compete against.
那就更容易引起嫉妒了。
Then it's even more easier for us to produce this jealousy.
中国人说啊，说同行相忌，文人相亲哦，医生嫉妒医生，律师嫉妒律师。
There is a saying in Chinese that the doctor is envious of another doctor, a lawyer is envious of another lawyer.
作家嫉妒作家啊，这都是很普遍的现象。
These are all very common things that happened.
甚至啊，在教会的事工上
，especially in terms of the church work that we have，
也经常受到嫉妒的挑战。
Sometimes we are also confronted with the challenge of envy.
也很难胜过嫉妒的试探。
Sometimes it is even hard for us to overcome the temptation of envy.
就像保罗他也曾经很感慨地说。
Even Paul himself was able to say it very openly.
在腓立比书的一章十五节啊，说有的传基督啊，是出于嫉妒纷争啊，也有是出于好意的。
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, Paul says that there are those who preach from an envious heart, and there are also those who preach from a genuine heart.
在圣经里头啊，曾经描述这个摩西的姐姐米利安还有哥哥亚伦因为嫉妒摩西啊，就毁谤攻击摩西。
The Bible, the Old Testament also records the story about Moses and his brother and sister Aaron and Miriam, in which Miriam and Aaron became envious of their brother Moses.
难道神单单跟摩西说话吗？
And they complain and say, does God only talk to Moses?
不也与我们说话吗？
Does he not also speak through me?
米利安啊，是摩西的姐姐。
Miriam was the older sister of Moses.
是姐弟的关系啊。
Their relationship is a brothers and sister.
摩西啊，当年你还小的时候啊。
He said, Moses, that time when you were still young.
母亲啊，把你啊，放在葡萄箱啊，放在河边啊。
When the mother put you in the basket and let you float upon the Egyptian river.
法老的女啊，这个女儿来河边洗澡许愿。
And Pharaoh's daughter, a princess, came to the bathe in the Nile.
发现了你啊。
And she discovered you.
还不是我这个姐姐啊，这个勇敢机灵啊，跑去啊，从当中牵线所以妈妈啊，到这个皇宫里头当奶妈来奶养你啊。
But wasn't it I, your sister Miriam, who made this connection and introduced to this princess about your real mother, and so that she can nurse you until you are of age?
再来我米利安啊，我也是一个女先知啊。
And furthermore, I, Miriam, is a prophetess.
在妇女当中，我是带头的。
Among all the women, I am the head.
神也曾经跟我说过话啊。
And God even spoke to me directly before.
那为什么摩西你就那么的特别？
And how come Moses you are so special today?
你呀，还当众人的领袖，尤其当我们的领袖。
Today that you are the leader of the multitude, even the leader of me.
所以他就因为嫉妒而产生了毁谤摩西的这个言语行为。
So because of envy, so that Miriam commit said these words and actions.
嫉妒是我们经常会出现的情绪，这值得我们要警惕。
So envious comes about in our life quite often, and so this is an issue in which we must be careful of.
所以嫉妒啊，离我们大家不远啊。
And so envy is actually not too far from each one of us.
尤其啊，那些跟我们越是亲近的。
Especially if we have those who are close to us.
工作越是密切关系的。
When we have more of a close working relationship with another.
越是容易啊，让我们陷入到那个嫉妒的心结，负面的情绪。
Then it's easy for us to step into the temptation of envy.
再来，这个嫉妒啊，会造成什么样的伤害啊？
And so what kind of damages does envy produce?
我们刚刚说啊，嫉妒如同骨中的朽烂。
As we have just read about the verse, envy is like rottenness to the bone.
如同骨头里头的癌症。
It's like the cancer to the bones.
能够败坏人的身心。
It can destroy the heart of a person.
嫉妒带来的不单是伤害自己啊，也会伤害到别人。
So envy does not bring about only damages to the individual, but also to other people.
怎么说是伤害自己？
And how do we say about damage to the person?
因为这种负面的情绪啊，会让人气愤、忧愁、烦闷、惧怕。
Because it causes the manifestation of envy produces strife, produces sorrow, produces complaints.
如果一个人啊，经常处于那种这种负面的压力之下，他当然他的身心就会受亏损。
And of course, if one constantly live with the bondage of envy and all these manifestations, in his daily life, you will see that he is not a very happy person.
圣经里头有一个可以当作嫉妒的代表人物就是以色列人他们第一任王扫罗王。
One of a very good example of a person who had this great envy is the first king of Israel, King Saul.
当大卫靠神打败的这个哥利亚凯旋归来的时候。
When David was able to overcome the giant Philistine Goliath, and he through the help of God,
受到群众的夹道欢迎啊。
And then he received this great welcome when he returned back to the city.
那些妇女们啊，唱和着说啊，说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And so the woman sang psalms and said and proclaimed, Saul has slain his thousands and David has slain his 10,000s.
扫罗应着这个妇女的话，哎，心里就嫉妒了。
And Saul, hearing upon this singing made by the woman, it was kept into his heart.
本来大卫他的成功，哎，对他来讲没有什么。
In the beginning, David's success had no impact to King Saul.
那么年轻的一个童子。
Such a young youth.
我是一国之君啊。
And compared to me, who is the leader of a country.
何况对方只不过是一个牧羊人嘛。
Comparing to a king, David is only a shepherd.
所以大卫他的成功原本对扫罗啊是没有什么威胁的。
And so David's success has no impact upon or damage to the king's throne.
但因为妇女的这个一唱和啊，那就不一样了。
But because of the singing made by the woman, then the situation has changed.
把扫罗啊，跟这个牧羊童大卫拿来相提并论呢、啊。
That they have taken the shepherd and compared him to the king.
扫罗心里啊就大大的生气。
And then in the heart of Saul, he became angry.
因嫉妒产生愤怒。
And because of envy, he produces this wrath.
因愤怒啊就想办法要杀害大卫。
And then because of this wrath, then King Saul made schemes to take David's life.
试了几次都没成功啊，因为神跟大卫同在。
He tried even several times to take David's life, but he was not successful because God was protecting David.
大家也拥护大卫。
Everyone was also protecting David.
甚至连自己啊，要接替王位，接替自己王位的这个约拿丹王子啊，也替大卫讲话。
Even his son Jonathan, who was to succeed his throne, also spoke in favor of David.
嫉妒啊，让扫罗啊处于那种四面楚歌的局面啊。
And so envy has produced in the heart of King Saul separation to those people that are close to him.
神也离开他了。
Even God has departed away from him.
所以就开始害怕。
And so he became afraid.
好，所以扫罗因为嫉妒啊，导致他荒废朝政，每天想到就是要杀大卫。
And so, because of envy, King Saul was not able to correctly rule his country. Instead, he was only bothered by the thought of killing David.
放着国家大事不管。
He does not care about the matters of the kingdom.
再来，心中烦闷恐惧。
And then in his heart, just full of sorrow and also fear.
当然，他健康就受损了。
And of course, of these things, it impacts his physical health.
他的灵性就堕落了。
And so his spirituality also declined.
扫罗啊，他本来是一个可以有大作为的君王啊。
Saul has been intended to be successful and be a great king.
我们可以从圣经所描述有关扫罗的战绩啊，我们看出，他却是一个这个开国的一个明君啊。
If we look at the initial, the beginning of King Saul, his character and how he plans for warfare, we can tell that he is meant to be a great leader.
但可惜啊，却因为嫉妒啊，而毁了他光明的前程。
But unfortunately, because of envy, that destroyed all of his promising things ahead.
这值得我们警惕啊。
And this serves as a warning to us.
嫉妒啊，不但这个要伤害别人啊，其实伤害的是自己啊。
Envy does not really hurt other people all that much as it hurts ourselves.
在希腊有一个故事。
In Greek, there is a story.
希腊国王啊，要替一个很杰出、很受人尊敬的这个奥林匹克运动员呢树立一座铜像。
This Greek king.Wants to create a great statue in honor of this Olympic champion.
但是啊，这一位杰出的运动员啊，正是啊他的对头啊，这个很嫉妒的一个人啊。
But unfortunately, this Olympic champion is someone in whom he feels is in competition to him, and he have this envy toward him.
那他这个对头啊，啊，因为嫉妒啊，啊，所以啊，他就发誓啊，绝对啊，不要让那个铜像啊，这个啊存在。
And so, because he had this envy, so he made this promise that no matter what, he will not make the statue in honor to this person, specifically to this person.
所以他每天晚上啊，啊，趁这个没有人的时候啊，啊，他偷偷来到这个铜像底下，啊，去找这个铜像的基座。
And so every night, while there is no one around, this king goes to hit the foundation of this bronze statue.
因为铜像是国王立的啊，哦，他不能一下子就把它弄倒啊，啊，不然人家就发现了。
And because it was by his command that this statue was erected, he could not destroy it all at once. Because other people would discover it.
每天晚上啊，偷偷的破坏一点点，破坏一点点。
And so every night, little by little, he makes some damages to the statue.
哎，终于有一天晚上啊，哦，他成功了。那最后一铲啊，铲下去的时候啊，整个铜像啊，基座摇晃就倒了下来。
And so until one night that he made this hit and that this whole statue fell and crumbled.
那哪知道倒的方向啊正是往他身上来啊，所以他就被铜像压死了。
But unfortunately he failed to realize the direction in which the statue was falling and so it fell on him and so he died.
成了嫉妒的殉葬者啊，陪葬品了。
And so, because of envy, he paid. He had to make certain payment.
好，那前几年台湾的这个报纸上也有记载这么一件新闻呢。
A couple of years ago in Taiwan newspaper, there was also this article.
好，啊，谈到啊，在这个研究所哈啊念书的某一个啊这个研究生啊。
That in this research development research and development, there is a researcher.
好。因为嫉妒啊，比他成绩好的另外一个研究生呢、啊，连续一年多来啊，啊，在他这个朋友的啊这个吃的东西啦、啊喝的水啊，哦，都啊放下一些莫名其妙的毒物啊。
And that because this researcher has envy toward his other colleague who was doing the same research as he was, and because he was afraid of his success, that throughout the year, every day he put some. Certain poison into his colleague's food and water.
让他的这个朋友啊，一年多以来啊，都是经常啊，莫名其妙的啊，啊，泻肚子的，身体不舒服。
And that throughout this whole year, that is, it make his colleague sick, either to the stomach or some physical ailments.
最后啊，因为良心不安呐、啊。告诉了他这个同学呀、啊。
And then in the end, this person became so very self. His conscience rebuked him, and so he said the truth to his colleague.
哦，这个同学啊，原本不跟他计较，但是同学的家人呐、啊，我不这么想啊，坚持提出告诉啊，好、哦，所以校方就把这个下毒的研究生给开除掉。
And so when his colleague heard of it, at first he was not all that didn't want to file any charges against him, but then his family felt differently, and so they brought up the issue to the school, and so they let this person, they fired this individual.
他的前程啊，也都断送掉。
And so his career and his future success was also cut off.
哦，所以是嫉妒啊，能造成无比的伤害啊，真的啊。值得我们警惕、啊、
And so envy brings about much damage. This is something in which we must be aware of.、
哦、这个伤害尤其、啊、不是只是伤害别人、啊、更是伤害自己。
And not only does it bring damage to other people, but it further brings the most damage to upon ourselves.
那要怎么样能够制服我们这种心里头的这个嫉妒
？And so how do we control or suppress this envy that is in our heart?
怎么克服它
？How are we to overcome it?
啊，首先第一个啊，啊，我们要懂得接纳自己。
And first, we must come to an understanding how to accept ourselves.
哦，神给每个人呐、啊、有不同的环境，不同的才能。
God has given to each individual different kind of surrounding and also different skill sets.、
哦如同保罗所说，人生就好像要在演一出戏。
Just as Paul says, and that each one of us is like actor in a play.
啊，每个人扮演的角色不一样啊。
The role in which each person plays are different than the other.
哦，有可能你是公侯将相，也有可能你只是贩夫走卒啊。哦，你可能是啊很尊贵的人，也可能是很卑微的人。
Maybe you are playing a role in which you are, you have a more honorable role, versus one who may be more just a supporting role.
啊，天生我材，必有我用，就算是点缀用的，也没有办，也无妨了，哦。每个人都每个人的用处了。
That each one have a certain specific function when they step up to this play.
哦，当我们愿意接纳啊，今天的我就是神所安排的角色。
It is only when we come to this acknowledgement and recognition to accept the person and understand the person who we are. This is that moment in which God will have also use us.
那别人他的成功啊，也是神给他安排的角色。
Other people's success is roles in which God has blessed them to carry.
哦，我们只要把我们的角色扮演好。
But we are only responsible for the role in which God has specified to us.
最佳男配角啊，不一定要嫉妒那个最佳男主角啊。同样可以领奖的哦。
Each actors upon this scheme and this play of life will receive their own payment and reward.
啊，一群青蛙在池塘里头哈啊，在这个荷叶上跳来跳去。
There was a group of frogs in a pond, and they were hopping around upon these leaves.
哦，当夜晚来临的时候啊，哦，他们更高兴啊，唱着歌啊。
夜晚。
晚上来的时候哈。
Oh, the, when night comes and they were all joyous and they are singing.
哎，有一只瓜牛啊，看到这些青蛙快乐啊，哎，心里就很嫉妒。
And then one day the snail was a snail was by the pond and he looked at how happy these frogs are and he had this envy.
啊，因为青蛙这些快乐的歌声呢、啊。啊，在他听来，仿佛在嘲笑着，哦，嘲笑他背着个重重的房子啊，在地上爬行啊，没办法像他用跳的哦。
Because to the perspective of the snail, he feels that the joyful frogs leaping and hopping around and singing is like laughing at him, who has to move slowly and carry this heavy shell upon his back and not able to hop around.
哦，所以他听来很不是滋味。
And so he listened and was very unhappy.
觉得啊，这些青蛙们啊，都在笑他。
He felt that these frogs are all laughing at him.
哎，突然之间呢、啊，哦啊，有一只这个鹳鸟啊，啊，攻击青蛙，哎，叼了两只青蛙走了。
And then all of a sudden, a bird came all of a sudden and swooped down and took two frogs away.
啊，鹳鸟啊，吓得躲到它的壳里头。
And then the snail was so frightened that he hid himself in his shell.
哦，等到啊，鹳鸟走了，哦，这鹳鸟啊出来，啊，很庆幸的说啊，我今天才发现我的房子太重要了。
And then until the bird had left, the snail came back out, and he said, "I am so glad that today I come to this realization that I have this shell that is so important to me."
哎，太有价值了！哦，从今以后啊，我不会再抱怨我背着它。我也不会再嫉妒这些青蛙，没有什么好嫉妒的。
And so he came to this realization and said, I do not need to have this envious heart toward the frogs because now I come to realize how precious it is for me to have this shell which serve as a protection to me.
哎，我有房子，他们还没有。
I have a house, I have a home in which they don't.
哦，所以在我们信仰的追求里头啊，我们经常要记住这一点。
And so in our pursuit of faith, we must also constantly remind ourselves.
啊，就如同，哦，这个啊，死了丈夫的这个寡妇啊，去求以利沙先知。
Just as this a widow that came to Elisha to ask.
啊，以利沙还反问他说：“你家里有什么？”
And this widow came to plead to Prophet Elisha, and Elisha said to her, "What do you have in your house?"
啊，想一想啊，哎。我还有一瓶油啊。
And then she thought to herself and said, actually, well, all I have left is only one jar of oil.
哦，所以我们经常啊，因为没有办法接纳自己。
Because many times we have failed to realize and to accept ourselves.
而忘记了神所给予我们的一切。
And have forgotten all the things that God has given to us.
我们只是急着去抱怨急着去祈求那个我们所没有的别人所拥有的。
We only are fast to make complaints against God and which things other people have and that we don't have.
这个就是带来我们嫉妒的原因之一。
This is one of the reasons that brings about an envious heart.
所以圣经告诉我们说贪心跟拜偶像一样。
And so that's why the Bible says to be greedy for something is equivalent to worshiping idol.
为什么人要拜偶像?
Why do people worship idols?
人就是不服神安排我们的角色。
Because man is not satisfied with the role in which God have set for him.
所以才想要我要去改运，我要改变我的命运我要侍奉拜哪一尊能够祈求他来改变我的人生。
And so, the man tried to change his destiny and said to himself, I will worship this particular God so that I can have this, that, this thing. Or I will worship that particular God so that I can be blessed with that thing.
不能够接纳自己才会造成贪婪。
Unable to accept oneself is the beginning of having such kind of envy.
那第二个制服心中嫉妒的方法就是要懂得欣赏别人的优点。
And another way to overcome envy is to admire the greatness and the strength of others.
当我们看见，当我们听到别人有所成就的时候，
When we have heard news about the success or the happy things of another person,
除了学会羡慕之外还要学会为对方祝福
Not only do we need to learn how to admire them, but how to carry it further to bless them.
为对方的成就来感谢神而再来就是反省自己来学习对方的优点。
And that furthermore, how to thank God for what they have received, and also reflect back upon ourselves what are the things in which their strength or their success that we can learn from.
这就是中国人所说的见贤思齐看到比我们好的人我们会效法他跟他来学习。
It is that saying that when we see others better than ourselves, that we learn, we are wise enough to learn how to learn from it.
这样也能够帮助我们治疗克服我们心中的嫉妒。
This also help us overcome our envious heart.
那第三个就是求神帮助了。
And the third is to ask God for help.
当我们发现我们有酸葡萄的心理的时候，
When we discover that we have this kind of sourness or this bitterness,
我们要坦白的对自己承认。
That we must come to fully acknowledge.
并且在祷告的时候向神来诉说。
And then in our prayer to make our petition express it to God.
我们怎么样去分辨我们本身的嫉妒
And how do we distinguish upon this jealousy that we may have?
当我们如果藐视别人的成就
When we despise upon other people's success.
轻看别人的绩效
绩效
这个果效
And despise other people's results.
不肯接纳别人的快乐。
We're not unwilling to accept other people's happiness.
那其实我们就已经落在嫉妒的陷阱里头了。
In actuality, we have fallen into the temptation of envy.
我们就要祈求神帮助我们胜过那个能够伤害自己也伤害别人的负面情绪。
Then we need to pray to God to help us overcome this kind of emotion, this kind of feeling, which is harmful both to ourselves and to other people.
我们要学会克服治疗我们心中嫉妒的毛病。
And so we must learn to how to suppress and overcome the envy that may produce within our hearts.
嫉妒虽然是针对别人，结果受伤害的往往却是自己。
Envy initially is directed toward other people, but in the end result, it is actually harmful to our own personal self.
所以一个成功的基督徒必然要懂得接纳自己， 那进而欣赏别人的成就。
And so a successful Christian is one who is able to accept who he is and also go further to accept how other people are.
学习别人成功的优点。
And also to learn from the success or the strength of another.
除此之外还要更懂得向神来祈求帮助。
And also furthermore to ask God for help and to keep us.
这样我们就能够得到克服治疗我们心中嫉妒的智慧了。
And then we will obtain this wisdom in how to overcome and envy.
我们就可以摆脱那骨中的朽烂。
And then we will be able to overcome this rottenness to the bone.
拥有一个更成功、更光明的人生。
And to have a life who is more, which is stronger, more successful, and glorious.
有关在箴言里头还教导我们说对于那个恶人我们也不要嫉妒。
Even in the book of Proverbs, it teaches us that we should not envy even those who are wicked.
我们以后有时间我们再继续来分享。
When we have time in the future, we will continue to discuss this.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
126首。